All right, Daxon Bennick here at Spring Creek. Let's talk about the second motor to start with. Get up there, kind of battle up in the lead a little bit. The mistake at the top of the hill, did it just kind of catch you off guard a little bit, or what was it?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I started losing a little too much ground to Levi, I thought. And I was like, all right, dude, like, I need to pick it up, try and stay in this position or for as long as I can at least. And, dude, like, right when I started thinking that, I went down, I was pissed off. But it happens. Like, I'm just – at least I got to be up there and learn a little bit. It's pretty sick to be up there, some fresh air. But, yeah, I think I went back to seventh, but, no, I'm happy with that. With a crash, P7, so that's my second top 10 of the year. It's been a rough freaking year, really rough. So it's good. These last two rounds, I've been inside the top 10. I was eighth last weekend, seventh this weekend, second moto, so it's going in the right direction.
The first moto, you were a little ways back. Was it a bike issue from the start, or what was it?
Yeah, lap two, my bike started to blow up and was too slow to jump the jumps, and then eventually it blew up, so I didn't finish that moto.
Where did it let go at? Because I saw you rolling down from like the top of the hill.
Yeah, it blew up going up Mount Martin. Dude, I got lucky. Like, I hit that three, and it blew up in the air, but like just enough where I didn't have to endo. And yeah, it was pretty scary. But I don't know how I pulled that. I was like second or third off the start from like 35th gate pick, but that was sick.
The second moto, obviously, you guys roll out, then it gets delayed. How do you kind of build back up from that after waiting for another 30, 45 minutes?
Well, Cooper Webb said I needed to do something or I'm going to have to get a real job, so he pissed me off a little bit. And then he did say moto two for him. He DNF'd first moto 1 year and ripped the whole shot from there, so it gave me some confidence. I was like, you know, I can probably do this. So, yeah, I just really executed my start, and, man, it was track was really tricky.
Like you said, it's been a bit of a rough year. So what is it that's still like you're trying to get over the hurdle with every week?
Starts and arm pump, man. First moto, I've dealt with a lot of arm pump. Second moto, I did even that moto for some reason, just because I didn't get to finish the first moto. Normally, I can blow it out first moto. But my starts have been really good at the farm. It's just, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, we're going to keep working on it, because I know if I can start inside the top five every weekend, I have a really good chance of finishing there.
Do you pump up like at the farm during motos, or is it just a race day thing?
No, I never pump up at the farm, actually. Like, I didn't even get arm pump one day until Paula, so it's frustrating for sure. But I got a great team behind me, and it's my rookie year, so I'm not done yet, and we're gonna figure it out.